Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only, like I keep telling you, it is the only way we win. All right. Got a lot to deal with, a lot to talk about. I mean, now, today is President's Day, for those of you who are counting. And the funny thing about this, there's no other way. Somehow, somebody decided that we had too many holidays off and that we needed to consolidate some of these birthdays of the presidents all into one day. And let's do it in the one day, the shortest month of the year, but that's beside the point. Would you guys like that? What if you took your whole family and you decided, you know, this is crazy. We have a birthday in the summer. We have a birthday at Christmas, you know, around December. We have a birthday here. But we're just going to celebrate them all in one month. Right? But since the one that recently passed, the birthday, Abraham Lincoln, I thought maybe we could have some fun with this, if you're into some fun. And it is Black History Month, so this ties together perfectly. And you get a little bit of a history lesson on top of it all. Let me tell you about an abolitionist. The one, John Quincy Adams. And it should help put this whole month into perspective. Help you understand, you know, first of all, we have to fight. We have to continue to fight. You win nothing overnight. Can we just be clear about that, right? But to put this stuff all in perspective, you have John Quincy Adams. When his term as president ended, he went home and he runs for Congress. But he only runs for one reason. He's a one-issue candidate. He wants to abolish slavery. He gets into a pro-slavery Congress where they don't even want him there, but he keeps coming in week after week, month after month, year after year. He brings a petition, right, to put a bill forward to end slavery. That a pro-slavery Congress, where they remember, they don't want him. They nickname him the hellhound of slavery. Then they pass the John Quincy Adams gag order, but he ignores it, and he just keeps coming in week after week, month after month, year after year. This goes on for 13 years. He never saw any progress. All they did was make fun of him. At one meeting, a reporter asked him, What are you doing? Why do you keep doing this? What's your point? They keep ignoring you. Right? He looked at the report and he said, it's very simple. He said, duty is ours. Results are God's. He said, I'm going to do my duty. I'm going to leave the results to God. He never saw an end to slavery. In his last 4 years in Congress, though, he met a young man and took him under his wing and taught him. Okay? And after 17 years of beating his brains out, and never getting anywhere, he died. He died on the floor of Congress, actually. Now, he was a mentor to this young man. He became so close to that man that the man was a pallbearer at his funeral. He taught this kid everything he knew about slavery and about the law and how to beat it. So this young man goes home. He only served one term of Congress. He goes home. He doesn't get reelected. He runs for other offices, doesn't get elected. He doesn't win another federal election for about 15 years. Think about that. Are you guys, do you have that much in you? Do you have that much in you to fight that long? But when he wins the office that he wins, he becomes the next president of these United States. And that man, Abraham Lincoln, implemented the same three steps that John Quincy Adams had been trying to implement, he had been working on, for 17 years. So you don't know what it takes, when it's going to pay off, how it's going to pay off, if it's going to pay off. You don't know who you're having an effect on, if you would. Right? But the deal is this. If you know what you're doing is right, you just don't give up. Stay with it. Don't stop. I mean, many people, and this is, you know, it's an old scriptural thing too. Many, many, many people stop just before they have a breakthrough. They give up. They don't have it in them anymore. Right? And it's just crazy. It doesn't have to be that way. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, don't be part of the problem. And I mean that in all sincerity. And we got a lot I'm going to cover time. I'm irritated at what's new, right? I just come off the weekend. There's all kinds of stories going on. You know, you look at the Ohio residents. They're suffering something fierce there. You see anybody from the Biden administration? Remember, they always got on Bush's case on how fast he responded to hurricanes or what have you. You're just hearing this over and over and over again. But where are they? Right? Ooh, is it because this place is mostly conservative? Maybe that's it. Well, if that's not it, as they say, it's because FEMA's not. Well, it's the Federal Emergency Management. It doesn't say specifically for hurricanes and or natural disasters. You going to wait for the train company or whoever to pony up the money to fix all this? No. Maybe instead of spending all that money we're spending across the world, across the globe for others, maybe we should spend it on our own, considering it's their tax money. The Democrats hate you, people. Get over it. And deal with it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way that we win. And I so much appreciate the time with me. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I'm going to start calling you the gun gal. You know? I mean, seriously. Nobody has a grasp on this stuff as much as you do. And here in California, it's all we talk about is the nasty, terrible guns that we have.
Oh, my God. I had someone say to me that you shouldn't bring up something you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to firearms. I'm like, oh, honey.
Oh, that's crazy. That's nuts. These people are gone. But here in California, it's like, you know, everything is because of the gun. We won't deal with the mental health issues. We don't deal with any of that stuff. And the fact that, you know, you can get caught with a gun illegally in Los Angeles County, and Gascon won't charge you with the illegal possession of a firearm. Especially if you're already a thug, then you're really in the clear. You know what I mean?
How many years have the people been saying, why don't you prosecute the people for gun crimes? Why don't you prosecute for illegal guns? Well, here you go, and now they made it worse. And you know, there's thousands of gang members in California, thousands. And they are getting guns illegally. They don't have legal firearms.
Wait a minute, are you trying to tell me that gang members don't go through background checks? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. I know Nuisance won't tell you that and won't be honest about it, but no, gang members don't go through background checks. You know, it's the illegal guns used for illegal crime, you know, used for crime, but they're going to blame it. They blame it on the law-abiding gun owners who want to protect themselves from those criminals.
So you'll love this one. You'll probably choke, but so after we've had three shootings here in California in the last couple of days, right? Or the last couple of weeks, really. Now, the Dems have come together to put even a tougher gun law. Now, we've got the toughest gun laws in the country, if you would. Stupid, but tough gun laws, right?
You do.
Right?
Yep.
So, the way they're going to fix this, I want you to think about this. The way they're going to fix this is they're going to make more places illegal to carry a gun, even if you have a permit. So,
your criminals are really going to follow that one. Oh, my God, these people are such absolute morons. Criminals don't. This is what these more. This is what these gun controllers don't grasp. Criminals already don't follow their laws. Murder is illegal. Assault is illegal. Assault with a deadly weapon is illegal. Carrying a firearm illegally is illegal. But guess what? Criminals do it all the time. The only people they stop are people who are law-abiding, who will follow the law and not protect themselves. This has been going on for years. They keep putting more gun control laws into place, and it does nothing to stop the criminals or reduce crime.
So there was a recent, not survey, but research done, and check this out. It says concealed handgun permit holders didn't commit these crimes, obviously. Permit holders are also extremely law-abiding, being convicted of firearms-related violations at, ready for this, 1/12th the rate of police officers. Police officers actually break the law more with their guns than people with permits do. It's hilarious, right?
Yeah, because they're law-abiding. We're law-abiding citizens.
Yeah. Look, when we get the gun permits, we know what they're for. We know we're looking to protect ourselves. We're not looking to be a jerk waving it all around a place or going to rob a place. You don't get a permit if you're going to go rob, you know, the local grocery store. Okay, that's not what you're doing here. And we realize how sacred it is to a degree in some of these states.
When we were trying to pass constitutional carry in New Hampshire, all the aunties were saying, oh, my God, it's going to be the wild, wild west. We can't. There'll be blood in the streets. Yeah, we're still one of the safest states in the country, as are Maine and Vermont, which also have constitutional carry. So you were saying, oh, yes, we're safer than California, and we have constitutional carry.
Yeah, one of those Moms Demand Action groups, they gave Texas an F for its gun control laws. Okay, they hate the place. However, they gave California an A, and California has, per capita, its shooter rate or its public shooting rate is 43% higher than Texas.
Listen, Bloomberg's handmaids don't care about people getting killed. They just care about taking your guns away. They don't look at the actual deaths and murders. They don't look at murders. Forget deaths. It's not, you can't count deaths. You got to count murders, because people who want to carry firearms want to do it so they don't get murdered or can at least try to protect themselves from being killed. These people want you killed. They want you dead.
But and it shows you just the sickness here, or either a sickness or just a massive disingenuous on them wanting to protect anybody. Because when you look at the numbers, truly look at the numbers. Right, especially when it comes to California, you're not having the places you're having these shootouts are truly gun-free zones. They're being done by thugs. You never hear of somebody who got who legally has a license to carry going in and shooting up a school and or a church or something. Never.
No. It's usually someone who illegally had a gun or didn't have a gun permit or whatever license. But it's they're criminals regardless. So you know what I mean? Like they're breaking the law. You don't kill people. It's not just a law. It's immoral.
Listen. You're going to get a kick out of this. It made all the major news and major papers that the first concealed carry permit was given out in San Francisco. Okay? But not just that. It was like somebody had just hit a $3 billion lottery, which is probably close to true. But on top of all of that, they gave the person's name and address.
Oh, my God.
Frank Smith of, 210 Smith Street was the first person in San Francisco County to actually get a gun permit. I'm thinking, oh, you idiots. You stupid people.
I can't believe they did that.
Oh, they did that on purpose, and you know it.
Yeah, because they want to have other people to be afraid to actually go get their concealed carry permit or whatever they have.
Oh, well, they've had, since that law changed, they've had, I don't know what it was, 15,000 permit applications, and now wow. They're saying they're, 8 to 10 months behind. Yeah, right, sure, whatever.
They're not processing them. Wow, that many people wanted to be able to protect themselves, and they're slow doing it. Meanwhile, you got drug addicts, drug lords, human traffickers, criminals, just roaming the streets, hanging around, having a good old time.
Well, and then we got off a break here, but that Michigan State University shooter, right?
Yep.
How did he possibly get a gun? Wasn't he picked up for several, gun violations before this? Just to make law abiding citizen that he is. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes for Kimberly Moran right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com and immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. We're learning more about President Biden's long, complicated, and dangerous trip to Ukraine.
The two reporters who accompanied the president for the entire trip say it began very early Sunday morning with a quiet, small motorcade to Joint Base Andrews. Then the party boarded a smaller 757-sized plane dubbed SAM-060. After a refueling stop in Germany and a one-hour flight to a Polish base, the president and his people took a 10-hour overnight train ride to Kyiv. U.S. fighter jets were overhead until the train entered Ukraine. Biden is now the first U.S. president to enter a war zone with no active U.S. military protection. I'm Richard Johnson.
A suspect has been arrested now in connection with the murder of a beloved Los Angeles area archbishop. 65-year-old Carlos Medina was taken into custody this morning about 20 miles north of L.A. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Sounds so mean.
So, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. I love bringing people in that have a clue, because frankly, I don't always have a clue whether you think so or not. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always kind of kick the week off with her, stuff that hasn't been talked about over the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We were talking about gun stuff. Oh, yeah, that's right. What else did I talk about? No, talking about, you know, places like California and Chicago blaming, you know, other states for their gun woes. Same thing in New York. And here in California, you know, you've got, I think I was telling you this, San Francisco County, because of the new law, you know, new law that was laid down, or you can't now force somebody to have a reason to carry a gun. It's a right that they have. They've got like, I don't know, between 12,000 and 15,000 applications. But the first person that got approved, I was telling you this, I think, during the break, the first person that got approved, they said, you know, it made like major headlines, almost like it was a shooting in and of itself, right? A mass shooting. Made all the papers, yeah. All the news, right? And it was like Frank Smith from 716 Main Street is the first person in San Francisco County to receive their gun. Like, oh my God. Why did you just paint the target on his house next?
That's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. And they did it on purpose because they don't want other people doing it.
I think it's hilarious. You know, and again, California, you've got, you know, Newsom's trying to, I think he's trying to gather some support for maybe running for president or something. But he's running around up until the last 2 weeks talking about how, you know, California's got the toughest gun laws, or we're not going to allow this to go on, and we're not going to allow this to happen and that to happen. And you know what? Seriously, from 2000 to 2010 to 2020, every 10 years, these shootings go up. They get worse, and they're not done by people who have gun permits.
Of course not. Of course they aren't. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Everything they tell you is a lie. And that's why, you know, somebody said the other day on Twitter, the NRA and the MAGA are the biggest, you know, gun sales people. And I'm like, no, you guys are the best gun sales people. Every time you blame law-abiding people for the actions of criminals, or every time you say you want to ban things or put more in control, more people go out and buy guns.
Yeah.
Every single time. And they don't grasp that. That's how stupid they are.
No, and I think it was a California. There was a few places like, you know, California and Washington State and a few others that were the highest places for gun purchases over the last couple of years. And you got to say, gee, I wonder why that is.
Yeah, because people are trying to protect themselves. Oh yeah, it was big time during COVID. I mean, during COVID, it was hard to, if you didn't already have ammo, it was not easy to find for some people.
Well, I actually, so check this out. You'll appreciate this. We couldn't find it in California, and that's no joke. I have all my guns are 9mm, so I don't have to beat my brains out with different calibers. Anyway, I couldn't find it in California, and when you did find it, you had to wait in line an hour to buy a box, one box.
Wow.
So I found it online. There was only, and so in California, I don't know if you know this, but you actually have to go through a background check every time you buy ammunition.
That's okay. So ridiculous. I can't even.
I was thinking to myself, so I go buy a box of 100 for target practice. I got to go through background check. So if I buy 10,000, I go through background check. What are you going to do?
Right?
Well, what's the deal? Am I going to have to go through a background check when I actually buy the components to start making my own ammunition? Is that what's going to happen?
Oh, my God, probably. God.
Well, we have gun expiration around here. I don't know if you know about that one.
What?
So, you can look it up on. So, the state has approved certain guns for sale in the state. And they actually have guns that are approved for cops and guns that are approved for the general populace. I mean, somebody's going to challenge this someday. But the beauty is, I didn't know this until recently. And the Colt came out with a brand new Python. You know, modeled after the old one. And uh-huh. I was thinking about getting it. So I happened to be reading about it, and it expires in December of 2023. In other words, you are no longer allowed to buy or sell that gun in the state of California as of December 2023.
I don't understand. Like, so a bunch of people go out and buy it in 2023, but then you just can't buy it anymore.
Let's say I bought the gun. I buy the gun next month. No. If I buy the gun next month, right, and then next January, February, I go, you know what? I've not used the gun. I don't like it. Let me just sell it because it's very expensive. I can't sell it. I would have to sell it out of state in order to sell it.
My question is, no. But can you still have it? So if you went and bought one now,
Oh no, you can still have it. They won't come and take it from you.
Oh, okay.
You just can't transfer it to do anything with it.
That is stupid.
I don't get the expiration thing.
I don't either. None of it makes sense. That's why.
Well, that's why you sit here and say, who is making these rules? It's got to be somebody who just hates guns, period, end of discussion.
Oh, yeah. There's organizations dedicated solely to making stupid gun legislation, and they get paid big bucks for doing it. It's just testifying against a gun control bill that's been brought into New Hampshire and being pushed for, I don't know, probably 10 years. It's the first bill that I ever testified on. Not the first bill, but it's one of the first bills I testified on. But I had a whole PowerPoint presentation debunking everything they said in the bill. It was the first time someone had testified and given a PowerPoint.
Yeah, but okay. So being, even though I tend to be a little bit more optimistic, I'm going to be a pessimist on this one. So where did you get with it? What did it do?
What do you mean?
I mean, when you go and you testify at these things, and I've done a couple of tests, yeah, I've testified a couple of times myself, they already have their mind made up. You're there so that they can say, well, we listen to all sides of the argument.
You're right. They already probably have their minds made up. However, I have even convinced and changed the minds of two hardcore gun control Democrats.
Really?
Yes. So, no, but for the most part, they do. The point isn't that you're going to change their mind, although sometimes you can because you present evidence that maybe they didn't know before. However, it's important to show up and testify because you show support against something or for something, even if it's not going to pass. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So we know none of the gun control bills are going to pass. We already know that. Democrats still put in like 8 or 9. We know right. None of them are going to pass. However, if anything, they'll get stopped in the Senate, but they shouldn't pass the House either. excuse me. However, if we don't go and show that we're all still against these gun control bills, it's like showing the people that are going to vote against them that we don't support them. So you right. have to. You know, you have to keep going. That's like, you know, when people don't show up at the school board meetings. Yeah. Well, you got to show the people who are trying to help you that you support them.
That's right.
It's the same with anything. Yep.
I keep telling them. We have one of those new school board members on one of the school boards locally who won the seat, and already she's seeing all the backroom antics that are going on and the lack of transparency they're trying to push.
Yep.
And she has been outspoken, and they're pounding on her. And I got on a group of people that were pushing her to run, that supported her during the race. And I said, where are you? Where are you now? She needs you now more than she needed you before.
Yep.
You need to be there so that so the rest of the board knows and the people know this is not just one right-wing whacktoid that doesn't have the best interest of the parents in mind. You've got to be there.
Yep.
And that's, I told you, that's where I, you know, that's where they failed me, too. But I just decided, right. I got that Boston Guinea attitude. I don't care.
Well, I mean, that's the same way. I'm Irish. but that is it. You know, you're standing there. We've talked over this before. You know, people say they want to do stuff and then they don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they lose. That's why horrible things happen in our schools. That's why your kids are learning about CRT instead of the things that they should be learning out, like math.
Okay.
I think I just saw, was it Ball Up?
We know our pronouns. We're just, 42nd in the country for math and science and
I just saw,
reading.
Trying to think of which state it was. I just saw something. I can't remember which state. Minnesota, maybe? Minnesota. That none of the no children in the public schools, elementary schools, were proficient in math. None of them.
Oh, yeah. That was Baltimore and another school district. We'll talk about that more. On the other side of the break, Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I am not... I know, some of you are not doing well. I am not a fan of Shears in any way, shape, or form. But I got to tell you, he did a great job for a Native American woman. He did a great job playing an Italian in that movie, and very much reminded me of where I grew up and the kind of craziness I grew up in. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, kind of get things rolling here and kick the week off, talk about the stuff that flew by us over the weekends. All kinds of, hey, did you hear that Netanyahu... he declared or forced the authorities to speed up permits for people to carry guns.
Really?
Yep. They can't protect
themselves.
I thought
they could already carry guns there.
Oh, no, it's changed.
What?
Yep, it's changed. He is pushing it all to move through faster.
People carry it all the time there because they have a real threat with getting attacked.
Yep. Well, no. You know, at their schools, I don't know if you probably know this already, at their schools, they actually have armed military people at their schools.
And, right.
Which is why those kids,
Gokin. You'd have to be a real suicide bomber, so to speak, to want to take down their, one of their schools. So,
right.
Yeah, and so they don't have that kind of violence that we have. And you again, proof positive that either the Democrats truly lack any kind of mental ability to think things through, and or they really do hate us and they really don't care because they're not looking at what other countries and other places are doing to protect their kids.
Yeah, no, they really do hate us. There's no question. There's no question.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, again, I don't know what it's going to take. I am not worried. The more and more I see some of the rulings coming down from the Ninth Circuit Court, the Supreme Court, and what have you, about gun laws, I'm getting less and less, not that we should give up the fight, but I'm getting less and less worried that our rights are going to get totally squelched. I mean, I don't know how you feel. You're right. In this more I am. How are you feeling about it?
Well, the Supreme Court has been ruling the proper way. So I would assume that they would continue to do that.
We hope.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. You never know which one of them might be threatened at some point. That's what bothers me, too. You know, I know you know the old saying coming from Boston. It's like, I know where your kids go to school.
Yeah.
That's any parent is going to step back and go, oh, wait a minute. What?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be ironic if someone was threatening them when they were doing some gun control law?
Yeah. Yeah, just amazing. I'm going to do...
Well, that's how the psychopaths are on the left, though. They're the ones that are violent. That's why they don't like firearms, because they know they're violent people.
So the person that ran against me on the school board keeps talking about how the kids in the schools are afraid, and, they never know. They even when they hear a gun, a truck backfire from my guy, they're ducking for the ground, which is not true, you know. And she's talking about all this stuff, and yet she's pushing for the ready for this one, for the our on-site sheriffs to be degunned and deuniformed because it scares the kids. So I'm going, okay. So let me see if I get this straight: the people that can protect them, that you want to pull the guns away from. Okay, got that. That makes all the sense in the world. I'm sure it'll make them feel so much better. Go ahead.
I thought we had crazies here. I'm telling you.
Oh no! We got them here.
They're sure.
They grow here. They ferment here.
Just leave them there. Okay, you can keep them there too.
we have
crazies that are stupid like that as well. They just can't think. They can't. I mean. They get said something, and they just have to keep going with it. It doesn't matter how many times you prove them wrong. And those are the useful idiots, right? To the left and to the gun control crowd. Other people in the gun control crowd definitely know what they're doing, and it's all about control and has nothing to do with safety. Ever.
No, you're exactly right. And again, I at first I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, but the more and more I see some of the stuff they're saying and doing, how they're not paying attention to the basic stuff right in front of their face, I have to believe the goal is to unarm us to the point where we'd have no way to stick up for ourselves in any way, shape, manner, or form. And then you turn around, you were talking a minute ago, this one person I was telling you about claims that the NRA is nothing more than, an arm for the gun manufacturers, that a place for people who shouldn't have guns to be able to get guns. And I'm thinking, I'm an NRA member. I've never known that to be true.
The NRA doesn't sell guns. I don't understand.
Are
how
you
someone...
sure? I mean,
last time I checked, none of the mass shooters or killers that have used guns have been members of the NRA. Because believe me, we would know, because that's all the media would talk about forever.
Yep.
So it's a little bit interesting. They need a boogeyman, right? The boogeyman should be criminals. Criminals are the ones who are committing crimes. But they won't look at criminals and say, why did they do that? What could we have done to try to prevent it? Like, reopen mental institutions, make sure people are charged with crimes when they should be, not let violent criminal offenders out on cashless bail or low bail. I mean, there's all kinds of things they could look at. Why do people join gangs? Oh, well, the poverty, single motherhood. How can we fix that? No, because Democrats created all that mess. They don't want to look at the mess they created and admit it's a mess and it was wrong and it's actually killing people and ruining and destroying lives. They'll never do it. They're just going to keep pushing forward, doing the same thing over and over, trying to make law-abiding citizens less safe. All their gun control laws do is enable criminals.
I mean, it's interesting that at the basic rudimentary level, they can't tie it together. So they want to defund the police. You don't need as many police. They want to put more social workers on the street to show up at your house while your husband or wife is holding a gun to your head. Okay? Then they don't want you to have guns to protect yourself. And we go through a whole list of things. They're not prosecuting.
Wait. Yeah, exactly. They're coddling criminals, defunding the police, and they want to disarm Americans. What's going to possibly go wrong?
But the sad part is they, again, like I said to you, they are either inherently evil or
That's
they it. Really believe this stuff works. Now, I tend
no,
to...
No, they're evil. Some of them are dumb. Some of them are dumb as dirt and they just believe whatever they're told. Some of them believe what they're told, and then when you point the facts out to them, which is why I argue with idiots, some of the people say, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And then there's others that are just the evil ones. They know full well that it's all about control.
So I started doing what you do, but I'm talking to my conservative / Republican friends, and the amount of ignorance on that side or on our side that you would think was different, that you would think would be doing a little bit more homework or just understanding or what have you,
mm-hmm.
is amazing to me. But I got to tell you, I find the same thing on the other side, only with a lot more loyalty.
Yes.
So in other words, they may know nothing, absolutely nothing about you, but if you have a D in front of your name, then they're going to back you up, they're going to support you, you're going to do whatever. But
yep.
I can tell you that some of my hardcore Dem friends that I've been around for years, I'll say, do you know that Biden did this? Do you know that so-and-so did that? Do you know that Kamala said this? They are totally unaware.
Yeah.
Just like
they have no idea. I'm shocked at what people don't know. I'm literally shocked at what people, especially people on social media, given all the stuff that's on social media, when they don't know certain things, and it's easy to, you can Google, you know.
You know, when I first got here to California, I was a Democrat. I grew up in Boston. What else would you be?
Oh,
right?
My God.
So
I can say I've never been a Democrat.
Well, so, and my family always voted conservative. Go figure that one out. But anyway.
I know, yeah. That's exactly
right?
That's
so
what
I come
was here. Yep.
And at the time, California was a real very Republican state, very conservative. And I start, I'm not really talking politics, just talking about what's going on. And
yep.
You found me that I lined up with the Republicans when I did with the Democrats.
Right.
So I re-registered as a Republican. No big deal at the time.
Right.
Now, it's like you're from a fourth world country. As a Republican here, you deserve no rights. You shouldn't even be given the time of day, and you should wait. You should be in the back of the bus now. This is how crazy it's gotten. You know?
Oh yeah, it's amazing how insane this country has gotten over the years. I mean, look, Massachusetts. Calvin Coolidge was once the governor of Massachusetts, my favorite president. And look at Massachusetts now. It's a damn cesspool.
Oh, yes. The land of liberty. I mean, seriously, when you think about what Boston stood for years gone by, it's not there anymore. It's gone. Now they're talking about reparations, right? A northern major city in the northern, in the Union, and they're talking about reparations. Right. Got it.
Oh, my God.
Just well, that's what
this is what they keep losing people to. All these blue states are losing people. And hopefully the people that they lose don't come and try to change the state like they do everywhere else.
All right. We got to go, but go see what the Utah governor did last week. He was begging people from California to stop coming to his state, bringing the failed policies with them. Anyway, where do people find you?
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Yeah, perfect. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B comes up in the next hour. We're going to talk a lot about your kids being too much into their cell phones. Be back in a few minutes.